Diane. Another springtime on the way, Lloyd. 4321101 is the number. Hello, how about the key?
Gracie, I just want to ask you something. You are ruining my day every day. You may think it's a wonderful day this morning, but I get up in the morning as a member of the other indigenous population of D.C., and I tell you, your stories really gag me with a spoon, if you'll pardon the...
Hey, what are you talking here? I don't tell...
You just tell these stories that are violent, and they make me sick to my stomach. They make me gag. I mean, they're just horrible. So could you just please tell me just a story where, just nice... I can have my breakfast. I can eat it in peace. I have these runny eggs in front of me.
Oh, God, don't even tell me. What, are you eating right now?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Hmm. And you want a nice story so you can eat your breakfast?
That's correct.
All right, well. Huh?
You might get a few votes from the DuPont Circle crowd if you did.
Oh, really? Are you telling me that you walk on Lou Reed's side of the street, do you?
I can pitch, I can catch. Let's put it that way.
All right, well, just for you then, because I am trying, you know, I'll take any votes. It doesn't matter whether, you know, whether you're AC, DC.
Mondale's taking them. You ought to, too.
All right. Well, let me see. A nice story for your breakfast. What do you got? Eggs, toast, marmalade, orange marmalade.
Sweet buns, too.
All right, well, here you go, buddy. Here's some nice music. Once upon a time, there was a very, very lonely man because he was a leper. And as a leper, nobody wanted to be around him because he was a little unsavory looking. But one day, his friends took compassion and said, "Let's take our friend Harvey the leper out to a fine dinner." So they picked a nice restaurant, figuring they were entitled to eat there as well. I mean, the poor guy banished from society. A lot of people think leprosy is contagious. It's not really. But from biblical times, there was a certain unclean feeling about it. So they took this leper to a nice restaurant, and they sat there. Well, the second they burst through the door, this one woman started laughing. He sat down, and she laughed even harder. So he just stared her down, that leper did. Just stared at that woman. She finally shut up. Well, he went ahead eating his food, and then a guy across the room burst out laughing. I mean, almost uncontrollably. Slid out of his chair halfway. Leper just stared him down till the guy just kind of flushed and went back to his food. Finally, the cook comes walking out. Looks over at the leper, howls with laughter, just howls with laughter. Finally, the leper can't take it anymore. Wants to make a scene, wants to make a spectacle. The leper's pretty fed up. So he jumps up and runs over to the cook and says, "What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You think I'm funny? You think what I got is funny?" And the cook says, "No, I don't think you're funny. What I think is funny is that guy sitting behind you dipping his bread in your back."